Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dave Wannstedt, Bears head coach for 6 years.
The Bears.
The Bears.
Super Bowl champion.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
Great mustache.
Some say it's a symptom of manliness. Others a cause. The mustache.
Wani, hanging out with Molly and Haw every Tuesday.
Open up the door, it's Dave.
Who?
Dave, D-A-V-E.
Dave Wannstedt.
Mulligan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It is always a joy to talk with Coach Wannstedt. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Morning, Dave.
I am great. Absolutely. It's happy to get, obviously, last weekend over with and move on to the Super Bowl. What, from a TV and a fan's perspective, couldn't have been much more exciting than that. I will say that, huh?
I got to tell you, it was amazing. Two games that go to overtime, and obviously the huge blown call in one game, which leads to a conversation about changing rules for pass interference. And then the other game, Tom Brady takes the ball, marches down the field, and wins it. And that leads to a conversation of whether the overtime rule needs to change so everyone gets a chance to touch the ball. It just seems like the audience was amazing, Dave. Everybody watched these games, and it was great value.
You know what? I got two thoughts on that. One, the rule change, I can get that now. I would be all for that. It almost doesn't seem fair, and I'm a defensive guy, you know, and that's the big battle cry. Well, you got to stop them, but boy, you would like to get an opportunity, at least one opportunity on offense. You know, so I could see that role changing. And I'm going to go back. I got 2 points on that, on the missed call, the Saints missed call as far as the pass interference. Yes, was it a missed call? Sure it was. But I'm going to quote Don Shula. He used to always say, hey, you know, there's no such thing as a small penalty. There were probably two or three holding calls in that game. I can remember the obvious penalties that everybody would talk about when I was a head coach. And sure, they make a difference in the game. But there was a holding call maybe, or maybe there was a pass interference or another three or four penalties in the game that changed the field position or obviously took you out of field goal range. And then, you know, what'd you throw it for on first down? And I get it, Sean Payton. You want to score a touchdown, that's fine. But you were definitely in field goal range. You know, a little bit like the Atlanta Falcons. I didn't feel bad for them when they, you know, they line up and they could have kicked a field goal against the Patriots 3 years ago. Remember, they go sack or whatever it was. It was stupid. I mean, I would have taken a knee 3 times. People would have been booing, but I would have kicked the field goal, and they would have. And you know what? They would have had to use their timeout. They would have had no timeout, and they would have had about 40 seconds left in the game. So, you know, I guess it's all a matter of how you want to look at it and where do you want to put your focus. But there was more to it than that play. That was the focal point. That was a big play, absolutely. But you know, you still got to kick the field goal. You still got to make it. There's still – it wasn't like that play all of a sudden won the game for him.
Dave, were you ever as a coach on the NFL rules or competition committee, and what is the likelihood of that committee entertaining some of these changes in the offseason?
Well, I think they could. You know, I mean, Mike Tomlin was on it last year, and you know, when the play against the Patriots at home with the tight end – the possession, did he have 2 feet? You know, that whole thing. I forget the tight end's name right now. But, you know, they kind of forced a change there. I'll tell you who has to be in favor of rule changes for it to happen. Because there's a couple general managers on this committee. There's a couple head coaches. And there's a couple owners. And I sat in those meetings previously, and if the owners aren't in favor of it, it doesn't happen. So they have to do a good job of convincing those guys, and they don't like a lot of change sometimes. Now, you know, we'll see which direction this goes. I don't think they can do anything about the pass interference. That was just a missed call, unless you want to go to college and start reviewing every play and make every play reviewable. I mean, that's your only option to get out of that one when you start talking about judgment calls.
Dave, it's kind of amazing to see Tom Brady back in the Super Bowl. I mean, someone joked.
Unbelievable.
11-month drought is ended. But you look at Peter King wrote a thing this week saying that they, on the Sunday morning in the hotel, they added 8 new plays, 5 of which they ran and worked.
Walk through at the hotel.
Yeah, that's a little late game planning, but that's how they roll. And you faced Belichick. You had to play him twice a year. That is a dynasty that I don't think we'll see the likes of again. That is 9 Super Bowls, right?
Yeah, no, never again. And, you know, obviously competing against Tom Brady when I was at the Dolphins and Belichick, I was never a big fan there. But I'll tell you, the last couple of years and what the guy did, and I think we talked about it. I talked about it on my Fox NFL show Sunday. I mean, when they had the bye week, you know, we talked about it. He brings in his throwing coach, right?
Right.
At his expense for 3 days. So he can tighten up his game, his fundamentals. Think about that. Everybody else, you know, is taking 2 days off. And he's out there and at his age and where he's at to do that, it doesn't get any better. I mean, it's a great there's a lot of great lessons there that Tom could instill. I think it doesn't make any difference what sport or what profession you're in. I mean, the guy does it right, and it's amazing. And you can make changes like that if you have a quarterback that can handle it. You know, I remember talking to Deion Lewis a couple of years ago after that one Super Bowl, and he said Tom basically told him, hey, I'm getting hit too many times. I'm not going to change the plays. I'm just going to change who my targets are. So you two guys get ready because the ball's coming out quick. I mean, you know, so that's the things that he does to win games for him.
Dave, he's also 41 years old, and I think that every time that he gets to this stage, you wonder if it's going to be the last time he's on it. And I think you wonder with Tom Brady, even though listening to him, you try to read between the lines, his comments post-game, the emotion that he showed. Could this be Tom Brady winning the Super Bowl and walking off into the sunset? Is that conceivable? Is that possible? Or is that crazy to think?
I don't think it's crazy to think. I mean, would I be totally shocked if it happened? No. Do I think it's going to happen? No, I don't. I just think, and I say that thinking and putting a visual on his face whenever they won that game, you know, and I was with a group of guys out there. We were sitting around watching it, and I don't know if there was anybody on the field, coach, player, fan, that was more excited than Tom Brady.
Right.
And when you have that type of excitement about winning, I don't know how you just walk away from it. I wouldn't shock me, but I don't expect to see it.
It's amazing when you think about that team and Belichick, what he does, what he's always done, dating back to being the coordinator at the Giants. They take something away from you. They will take something away. Tyreek Hill had one catch. I think Travis Kelce wound up with 23 yards. They will go after certain weapons and not let the guys you want to beat that you want to feed be the ones that beat you. Mahomes had the ball for 8 minutes in the first half. So Dave, now we go to the Rams. What is it,
right?
If you're looking at that team, what do you take away from the Rams? What position do you attack? What player do you attack? If you're game planning for them, I used to say it's very obvious it's the running back, and apparently they're not even playing him anymore. Maybe it's the knee, whatever the reason.
Right. You know what? I think it's yes. And I would take away Gurley. I mean, I don't think he's going to go into that game with a fearful thought of Jared Goff beating him. Even though Jared Goff made some plays, I think it's going to be all about the running game. And you know what? The way that thing worked out you know, last game with Gurley not playing good and Gurley being put on the bench, I look for Todd Gurley to come out and give effort. Now, I don't know how he's going to play, but I think that they that he plays as hard as he possibly played. So that would be my starting point. You know, no question about that. But
when you say the running game, do you include C.J. Anderson? Because he's a different type of
runner. Right?
Yeah. The running game. And you know what's interesting about you talked about how did he take away Tyreek Hill? And I remember talking to Darrell Revis. When Revis played for Belichick, he came to Tampa for that year, you know, and he played for me at Pitt. And I says, tell me, how did he use you? And he says, Coach, it was either one of two things. I would either match up, if it was a good matchup, on their best player, or I would go on their second player, which they did, Stephon Gilmore. Yeah. They put him on Sammy Watkins. He says, and then he would just tell me, hey, you got him one-on-one all by yourself all day. Good luck. You can handle him. And then that would free up a safety to double the best player. And that's what they did. They put Gilmore was not on Tyreek Hill by himself the whole game. They put him on the second receiver, and they doubled up the best guy. So, and you know, the other thing, all week long, every TV show, ours included, everybody talked about crowd noise, right? With the Saints game, how are the Rams going to handle it? With this, how New England's the loudest stadium in America. What did Tom Brady do? He walked up under center. You think he was going to get in a shotgun and try to outshout those guys? He just goes up under center. They line up in the I formation, the old stuff that we did when I was at the Bears, and they ran their offense. That's a great coaching adjustment, right? These young guys aren't going to do that. You think Sean, some of these young guys are going to line up under center with an I formation and a tight end? No way. They're going to stay in the You know what I'm saying? So that was a great coaching adjustment, and it took care of the crowd noise and it calmed things down.
We'll ask you about Sean McVay in a moment. We have to take a break, though, Dave.
All right, Dave, hold on. We'll be right back with Coach Wanstead. It's Mully and Hall on the Score.
Dave Wanstead, hanging out with Mully and Hall.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We have Coach Wanstead for another segment.
Yeah, Dave, you know, we talked about Bill Belichick and your history with him. Sean McVay on the other side is interesting. Yesterday, he almost sounded apologetic, explaining his decision to go for the field goal on fourth and goal at the 1 yard line rather than try to score a touchdown. It was a decision that, you know, the metrics say, okay, maybe he should have gone for it. The metrics, he could have supported his risk taking sort of reputation and all that. And yet he played it conservatively. And do you think, number one, what did you think of that decision? And number two, will he play it safer because it is the Super Bowl? Or do you think that that's just an isolated situation for a young coach?
No, I you know, obviously you're asking the wrong guy about kicking a field goal rather than taking a chance and going for it. But I, you know, you need points. And you know, I don't think he's conservative. I think he's got a real plan for what he wants to do. Think about the week before that now. They ran the ball for 273 yards, right, to get it to get into it against Philadelphia in the playoffs, the first playoff round. So they're not afraid to line up and run the ball, and that took everybody by surprise because they didn't think that he would make that commitment. So I think he makes decisions on that. You know, the thing that's not being talked about in this whole game is how well I think people need to start talking about this crazy Rams defense a little bit. I mean, you know, I don't want to put a wet blanket on the play and Sean Payton, but guys, they were up 13-0 at home, and the only reason they gave up those 13 points is because of an interception and field position. And the Saints had four possessions in the fourth quarter, and including overtime, and they got 3 points, right? I mean, we went into the game, everybody was talking about we just talked about what Belichick did a great job of taking away Tyreek Hill. Well, last time the Rams played, and last week in the first round of playoffs, Michael Thomas had 12 catches in each game. What do you have, 36 yards in the whole game?
Right.
So, you know, so I think Sean McVay does a great job. I think he's going to play to the – but I think he gets the whole picture. And the Wade Phillips and that Rams defense, They're a little bit temperamental, but they got some superstars on there. And if they get excited about playing, you know, I think that they could really match up well, and I think they're going to give New England some real problems. I really do.
I think that's a very interesting point, Dave, because we were talking about it earlier. Dante Scarnecchi does a really good job as an offensive line coach, and you look at their offensive line, and it seems like the group is better than the individuals, right? And
they've had absolutely
90 dropbacks so far in the playoffs. Brady's been pressured three times, hit three times, one hurry, no sacks. Now you got Aaron Donald. You got Ndamukong Suh, as you say. If he wants to play, the guy is an animal. And you got Fowler, and you got Michael Brockers. And if they want to play, they're a very dangerous front. But they are, as you say, up and down. And boy, Tom gets rid of the ball, and they've done an unbelievable job of protecting him.
But since Talib has been back,
yes.
You know, the first time, you know, the numbers are crazy. And I would have never thought this, that a defensive back, a corner, could make this big of an impact on a defense. But look at the numbers close. When he was out, they were giving up like twice as many touchdowns passing as compared to interceptions they got. I think it was 23-6 or something. And then he comes back and they get 12 interceptions and only give up 9 touchdowns. It kind of flips on them. And so the impact, and you've got, you know, Peters, and you've got, you mentioned the guy.
Yep.
Fowler to me was the star that game. And everybody says, oh, who's he? Well, he was a first round pick. What was he? A top 5 pick that they got? So, I mean, they've got plenty of talent to match up with New England. And if they're excited about playing, they're temperamental, yes. But if they get excited about playing, I think that, I think they could match up real well against the Patriots. I really do.
Dave, I want to ask you a couple Bears things before we let you go. Number one, what was your reaction to Mitch Trubisky being named a Pro Bowl alternate? He gets that experience down in Florida. And number two, they announced yesterday the Bears will play in London against the Raiders, which I don't think is necessarily a great news for a team that wants to maybe stick to its routine, and you play an inferior opponent in an odd setting, but it will be a nice trip for a lot of fans.
Yeah, you know what? That could be of a trap game. I mean, to be honest with you, you know, you'd like the Bears are a better team than the Raiders. Whether you're playing in Oakland or you're playing in Chicago, you'd like to have your normal week of preparation. At least I would personally, because you go over there and all of a sudden it's, you know, all bets are off. And how did the guys respond in the long trip? There's so many variables that you won't have on a normal week. But, you know, I think they got enough talent to overcome it. Mitch Trubisky, that one that surprised me. You know, it really did. I thought that Mitch got a lot better as the year went on, but to be a Pro Bowl alternate, it did surprise me a little bit.
Dave, we'll let you go. My last point here is when we start talking about McVay and the relationship with Goff, we talk a lot about this idea that he's in the guy's head. They like to do him. Muddle huddle, get to the line, and he's going to be telling him what he's looking at, the coach telling the quarterback, and they try to snap the ball with 15 seconds left because that's when the mic goes out. Now, obviously, they ran into problems early in the game with the great crowd in New Orleans. Now there'll be no crowd issue because it's a Super Bowl. Will we, you know, how do you combat that relationship? How do you change things defensively against that?
That's a good point. You know, the difference is Belichick and Josh McDaniels, they're going to, and Brady, they're going to come together with a game plan. And once they go on the field, I promise you, Bill Belichick's not screaming in the Tom Brady's ear. Watch that slot coming off the corner. You know, hey, I mean, what are we talking about here? Right. I mean, so, but on the other hand, Sean McVay, I believe that he's really the eyes for Jared Goff.
Right.
You know, because the way they do it, he lines up, and I promise you, until they shut that thing off, McVay is not quiet one second. He's telling them, hey, be alert. This, you know, third and long, they're going to show you cover three, but go to cover two. Hey, second and short, be ready for that Mike blitzing. You know what I mean? I promise you that he's talking to him, and he's his eyes all the way through that thing. And that's a real advantage for, obviously, that helps. When you have a head coach that's calling the plays and he's got a good offensive mind like McVay does, that's a real, real positive, I think, for a young quarterback.
And then alternatively, you got Tom Brady making his own calls, right? You got a guy, got one guy that needs the coach to make him. The other guy's going to do everything, you know. I mean, that was amazing.
That's completely opposite. That's exactly right. And you know, it's the real key that Brady, you know, he's seen it all. I mean, no, Wade Phillips, Tom's been playing as long as Wade, probably. You know what I mean? So, I mean, Wade's not going to draw anything up that Tom hasn't seen before. And, you know, so the trickery to me is not going to be a factor for Brady this week. It's going to be steady pass rush, Aaron Donald and Sue pushing him out of the pocket. Don't let him step up. Don't let him stand there. And then, obviously, they got good enough skill guys that they can lock them down. I mean, you know, they don't have a great group of receivers. I mean, it's, you know, those receivers getting away from Talib and Peters and Mark Barron, it's not going to be easy.
Great stuff, Dave. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, guys. Good talking to you.
Yep. That's Dave Wannstedt.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.